Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to The Lonely Ladder. You know that feeling when you're crushing it at work, nailing presentations, and getting those promotions, but then this nagging voice in your head whispers, you're not good enough. Yeah, imposter syndrome. That sneaky little gremlin can really mess with our confidence, especially when we're trying to climb the career ladder solo. Today, we're tackling imposter syndrome head on because let's be real, it affects all of us at some point. It doesn't discriminate based on your experience, your skills, or even how many times you've aced that work-from-home outfit combo. So, how do we conquer this beast when we're climbing the ladder alone? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you shut down those imposter thoughts and embrace your awesomeness. First up, recognize and name it. The first step is admitting you're feeling this way. It's like having a label for that weird smell in your fridge. Once you identify it, you can start dealing with it. So next time you catch yourself thinking, I got lucky, or anyone could have done that, say out loud, hey, imposter syndrome, I see you. You're taking back control of the narrative. Next, remember those moments where you totally rocked it. Think about projects where you went above and beyond, times when your boss praised your work, or even those small wins that made you feel proud. Jot them down in a journal, save those emails, or send yourself a celebratory text, whatever works. Having tangible reminders of your accomplishments can help combat those negative self-beliefs. Now, let's talk about comparisons. It's like trying to win a race against everyone on the planet. You're setting yourself up for disappointment. Remember, everyone has their own unique journey, strengths, and weaknesses. Focus on comparing yourself to your past self. Are you learning, growing, and making progress? That's what truly matters. Number 4, find your tribe. Even if you're navigating the career ladder solo, remember that you're not alone in this struggle. Connect with mentors, join online communities, or simply reach out to friends who understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences and hearing from others can be incredibly validating and empowering. Finally, remember that learning is a lifelong journey. Don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back from taking risks, trying new things, and expanding your skills. Embrace those challenges as opportunities for growth. After all, every mistake is a valuable lesson learned. Ever feel like you're faking it until you make it? You know that feeling when you're presenting to the big bosses and your mind is racing with thoughts like, they're going to realize I have no idea what I'm doing. That's imposter syndrome whispering in your ear. But here's a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, an incredible graphic designer who landed her dream job at a renowned advertising agency. She's killing it with her creativity and design skills, but she constantly doubts herself, thinking, I'm not as talented as those other designers, or, they're going to figure out I'm just lucky. Sound familiar? Sarah's story highlights how imposter syndrome can creep into even the most successful individuals. The key takeaway is this. Don't let those nagging doubts define your worth. Remember, you earned that spot, you have valuable skills and experiences, and you're capable of amazing things. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, acknowledge those imposter thoughts. Second, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Third, ditch the comparisons and focus on your own journey. Fourth, build a supportive network to help you through those tough moments. And finally, remember that learning is a continuous process, so embrace every challenge as an opportunity for growth. Ready to crush those imposter thoughts and conquer your career goals? Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words of encouragement, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag The Lonely Ladder. Until next time, keep climbing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.